And once again this week, as every week, we'll be joined at this time by the artistic director at Music Mountain, Oscar Espina Ruiz. Oscar, thanks for taking a few minutes and joining us again this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. So how'd the weekend go this past weekend?
Oh, it was great. I mean, that Shanghai Quartet is something. They came and they played beautifully. It was a magnificent concert.
And, of course, the important thing about this concert is the fact that it was really the opening season. This is your fundraiser, which kicks off the year.
Yes. I mean, in that regard, I in my opening remarks, I guess, it was really a mixed day. I mean, it was extremely happy. We had a good turnout. And as I was saying, the concert was magnificent. It was also the first concert without Nick Gordon.
Yeah.
We really miss him dearly. The long-serving president and soul and head of Music Mountain. So it really, you know, it was a sweet and sour day, I have to say. But by the end of the concert, we all walked out transfixed. It was an incredible performance. And then we headed down to the first Fiddle House, the house of Jax Gordon, the father of Nick Gordon, where we all had a wine and some appetizers and some food to celebrate the beginning of the season.
All right, so now you're underway, and this coming weekend, kind of a unique weekend where you're actually going to have three different events. On June 16th, you've got two events, and then, of course, 17th, the Shanghai String Quartet, Beethoven Cycle Concert Number 2. But let's talk about it, because this is a rather interesting weekend with three different events, two on Saturday.
Yes. So what's happening is that actually starting tomorrow, we'll have the Music Mountain Academy, by which very talented students from all over the country will come to the mountain to study with a fantastic faculty, the Verona String Quartet, Charles Neidich, clarinet, Peter Vinograd, first fiddle of the American String Quartet. I'll be teaching, too, and performing. And so we're going to be making fantastic music together for about 10 days. And so the weekend is right in the middle. And on the 16th, so June 16th, Saturday, 1 p.m., we'll have the concert that will feature the faculty of the Music Mountain Academy. The Verona String Quartet and Charles Neidich clarinet will play the incredible Brahms clarinet quintet. But there will be more at that concert, which I will announce via newsletter, and we should probably add it to the website as well. We'll have actually a preview of the clarinet concerto that Alfonso Fuentes, the composer in residence at the Music Mountain Academy, is composing for me. The concerto is finished, but the orchestration is not, and since he's going to be here, he's a fantastic pianist. So we're going to preview the first movement, which is an ode to the fallen trees after Hurricane Maria devastated Puerto Rico. So that's at 1 p.m. It's going to be quite a concert. And the beauty of next Saturday is that it's a full day. People can come at 1, enjoy that concert free of charge, then stay for a picnic, bring your own food and beverages, and stay for a picnic at Music Mountain. You know, the Mohawk Trail is right there. It's a beautiful place to spend the day. And in the evening, from 6:30, we'll have Ted Nash Quartet that is coming out of Lincoln Center to give the opening night of Music Mountain Jazz, or the Twilight Series. It's going to be a great concert at 6:30. So a full day at the mountain.
And that's just on Saturday. Now, we move on to Sunday and the Shanghai String Quartet, their Beethoven Cycle Concert Number 2.
Yes, I'm so much looking forward to that. I mean, after yesterday's concert, everything came into perspective. It's funny how, I have been studying the string quartet very thoroughly lately, and I gave, I think this past week at the White Hart was my fourth lecture on the string quartet cycle by Beethoven, but it's just something entirely different to hear it live. It was incredible. I have to say that yesterday's concert included the Rasumovsky number 3 in C major, and part of my lectures was pointing out how Beethoven once the metronome was invented in 1817, he got one and he added some tempo markings retroactively. So Rasmussen III is from 1806. So in 1807, he added to the last movement, Molto Allegro, a marking of 84 to the bar in cut time. That's 168 to the half note. That's very fast. Artists at the time would tell Beethoven, oh, your metronome must be malfunctioning. This is impossible. Well, guess what? The Shanghai Quartet, I mean, I am pretty good with tempi. I have a metronome in my head. I swear that was at least 86 to the bar. Wow. And they nailed it. It was just superb. It was incredible. And so they are coming back on Sunday for another incredible concert. And that one includes another of my favorite string quartets, Opus 132. This is the one that has the most magnificent slow movement. It actually has a very long title, the Song of Thanksgiving in the Lydian mode. This is an absolutely gorgeous movement. It pays for everything. It's transcendental. And it's going to be performed live at Music Mountain next Sunday, together with also an early quartet. Actually, Opus 18, number 3, will start the program. And even though it's number 3, that's the one in D major, that's the very first one he composed. Then when he published it, he put 18... one is the one in F major, but that was the second he composed. So we'll start next Sunday with the very first quartet he composed, despite being published as number 3, and we'll end with one of the most transcendental late quartets, Opus 132.
Once again, right now, we are speaking with Oscar Espina Ruiz, who is the Artistic Director of Music Mountain, the Shanghai String Quartet, once again on Sunday at 3 o'clock. Tickets for that and also the Ted Nash Quartet on Saturday at 6:30 are available online, musicmountain.org. If you go to concerts, upcoming concerts, the great thing about the way the website is laid out this year, when you take a look at the upcoming concerts, right then and there, you can just click on and buy your tickets there as well. Now, I just want to mention this, Oscar, because this is my favorite weekend at Music Mountain, and that is next, not this coming weekend, but on June 23rd, New York Gilbert and Sullivan comes to the Mountain, and that's always, for anybody who hasn't seen Gilbert and Sullivan performed live, that is always a fun Saturday.
Yes, that's going to be incredible. They're coming with, I got a little twist, which is a great show. It's fun, it's welcoming, it's genuine Gilbert and Sullivan. I saw them for the first time last year. Last year was my first summer at Music Mountain, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. So I'm very much looking forward to, June 23rd, New York, Gilbert and Sullivan at Music Mountain.
All right. Well, once again, congratulations. You're off and running on your 89th season, and we'll speak to you again next Monday.
That sounds fantastic. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Take care.
Take care.
Oscar Espina Ruiz, who once again is the Artistic Director at Music Mountain in Falls Village. And, of course, you can reach Music Mountain in Falls Village at musicmountain.org. That's musicmountain.org or 860-824-7126.